A small group of people is gathered around a table at a picnic shelter in Green Bay's Baird Creek Park. They're not reaching for the mustard. Instead, they're watching Bob Howe open a metal shoebox-shaped trap to see what comes
there?
Out.
Yeah, there he is.
Okay. Shrew?
Yep, mashed shrew.
Wow.
Howe is a professor of applied science at UW-Green Bay. He's dumping the little brown masked shrew into a clear plastic display cage. It darts under a pile of grass, probably wondering what's going on.
There he is.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, he's tiny.
What is he?
It's called a masked shrew.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Sorix inerius.
Oh,
it's
kind
of small. That's our smallest Wisconsin mammal. And, very common species, actually, although most people never see them.
The shrews are apparently rarely seen because they're so small, not even half the size of a toy rubber mouse you'd give your cat to play with. It's obscure animals like this that the BioBlitz is all about. Organizer Tammy Lee is with the group Great Lakes Forever. She wants people to pay closer attention to their surroundings.
And just to make them say, wow, I didn't know that, you know, this yellow-billed cuckoo exists here, or this salamander.
Lee says BioBlitzes are deliberately staged in urban or suburban parks, not sanctuaries, to drive home the point that wildlife doesn't always stay in the set confines of preserves. It can be in our own backyards.
Something that they can walk to, something that they go to, not necessarily to look for biodiversity, but they might come here to play a baseball game or play on the playground.
Hey, do you guys want to help me catch some bugs?
Volunteer Joan Brokopik is corralling a young team of a brother and a sister. She hands the kids cloth nets and leads them beyond the merry-go-round and the slide to a patch of waist-high wildflowers. They make a few sweeps with the net, then sit on the grass to see what they come up with.
Oh, Lydia! You have a bunch of stuff in here.
You have a grasshopper.
Oh, everything's getting away.
The nature hunters lose a few flying insects out of their nets, but in a matter of minutes, they're able to grab between 5 and 10 other funny-looking bugs and put them in alcohol-filled sample jars. It's up to the professional scientists in the park shelter to make precise identifications. They're armed with laptops and microscopes. By the end of the 12-hour BioBlitz in Baird Creek Park, they'll have identified 571 different species. Baird Creek meanders along Green Bay's east side. The parkway is just under 400 acres in size. Professor Bob Howe, recovered from the excitement of the masked shrew discovery, suspects this park harbors more than 800 different types of wildlife, depending on the season.
Well, one species that we suspect is nesting there is Wilson's phalarope, a species found in just a few places in the entire state. And we've also found a number of what are called forest interior bird species like scarlet tanager and wood thrush. That indicates that this forest is intact and quite a good habitat for breeding birds.
Howe says it's important to have a lot of different species living together. Without certain trees, some birds wouldn't come around. Without the birds, certain insects would proliferate, and so on. Also, Howe says urban parks filter out all sorts of pollutants, like fertilizers, before they get into lakes and streams.
In Green Bay, we get our water from Lake Michigan. That's connected to Green Bay, and so the water that runs through this creek ends up in our drinking water glasses at some point. And so there's a great degree of relevance for protecting the watershed, if for no other reason than to maintain a clean drinking water resource.
BioBlitzes, like the one at Baird Creek Park last weekend, have been held in New York Central Park and in Calumet Park outside of Chicago. Two more are scheduled in Wisconsin. The next is at Wisconsin Point in Superior this Saturday. Another is set for September 18th in Milwaukee's Riverside Park. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.